Does the story have to end this way, Master William, without the slightest hope?
I do admit the ending could have taken a nicer turn. But it's supposed to be a lesson to us.
About what?
The power of love that surmounts all limits, even that drawn by death. In the end, it is stronger than age-old hate. Reconciliation spreads from its roots. Father Lorenzo announces the news to the town of how Romeo and Juliet passed away, united as lovers. Horrified by the strife that has borne such grave consequences, the Capulets and Montagues make peace at last. Together, they leave a memorial to the loving couple, an eternal reminder that love is to be revered, not hate. For never before had there been a destiny wrought with more suffering than that of Romeo and Juliet.
Bravo, William! A brilliant ending! Bravo! Do pardon us for disturbing you at work. You've already met my brother.
Indeed he has. We've even spoken in more intimate detail. Yet today I'm quite pleased that I shall be entertained by your verses for the first time. If I've understood the play's conclusion correctly, it's a tragedy, isn't it?
It is a tale of star-crossed love.
The point in time to perform such a piece in London is equally star-crossed. Christopher Marlowe, the town's greatest dramatist, said the very same thing to me just recently. Tragedies are not something to delight audiences with. In hard times like these, they want to see something light-hearted. The clientele pays to see comedies that make them laugh and allow them to forget all else.
But first you must lend an ear to how Master Shakespeare...
I'd have thought you would have brought my niece up with sufficient decency. Interrupting grown-ups in the midst of a conversation is just not done, my child.
My dear brother, she has such decency, though she has also learned to speak up for what's important to her.
For what is important to her means the world to you, Ferdinando. Yet this time, dear brother, is not a matter of child's play. Master Shakespeare's play may have its points, but it would be a mistake to have it run at our theater any time soon.
Anne loves the stories that unfold the way you do your business, brother. I am aware that in times like these, the coins may not ring in our till with material like this. Though if I had my way, we'd venture it despite it all, and bring Shakespeare's play to our stage.
You love art. The money doesn't matter to you, but our artists must be fed. If Master Shakespeare can wait, then it's surely with his best in mind.
Now, you're not all wrong that the date of the premiere can also decide the play's success. To that end, Master Shakespeare, I shall gladly help you. As a result, I ask you to please understand that I am following Marlowe's and my brother's advice.
Don't lose heart about it. Just keep on writing. I'm sure your time will come. But right now, I have a matter of greater importance to discuss with my brother.
William, forgive me. My own duties bind me. Which is why I must make do without many things I might want.
My lord, how well I grasp your situation. As for me, I can't rid myself of the feeling that I'm spinning in circles.
Don't let it discourage you. No one knows your play as well as I do. And I'm convinced of how good it is.
I thank you for your words. But without a stage, these pages remain lifeless.
Believe me, I shall pressure my father into staging the story of Romeo and Juliet soon. I want to see it on stage.
Romeo and Juliet. Not a bad title at all. In any case, better than Veronese romance. And if the audience isn't ripe for a play like this, well, I've already got the idea for another in my head.
Would you like to tell me about it?
I'd love to, Miss Anne. Do come back tomorrow. I shall be waiting, and with me, a new tale.